也大有15岁，冬天
十五岁。第三年是第一本那个第一部
第一次预兆，
第一次预兆，
预兆这三卷，那是上卷、中卷、下卷，大约有三本吧，
三本，
每一部，你以前根本就没有看过佛经，
是
吧？头一次看过佛经呢，是好像在有个妙莲长老，他那得到的这个《地藏经》，是他用笔写的印的。他是前清界一个汉人，做个道台。
When I first began to cultivate, I read the Earth Store Sutra and the Lotus Sutra. In the winter of my 15th year, I saw the three rolls of the Earth Store Sutra for the first time. It was in three volumes, I believe. I had never read a sutra before. I think it was at the elder Miao Lin's place that I first saw the sutra. He had written it by hand and then printed it. He had been a Han Lin scholar and an official in the former Qing dynasty.
这个人呢，说起来善根也不错。大约是个秀才。以后就做道台。道台呀、就转任到杭州。那地方。他就去看富兰。穿着便衣。看富兰也没有人认识他。不知道他是个官，当地的地方官。他上任还没有真正上任，就是早几天去啊，等着接任。还没接呢。这个时候他没有事情。他就旁边看，听说有地方富兰。你懂得富兰？
富兰我懂。
他就去，
是道家的吧？
去参加。
He had quite a few good roots. He was probably a 秀才 and then an official in Hangzhou. When he went to Hangzhou, he wore civilian clothes and went to visit a medium. No one recognized him or knew that he was a local official. He hadn't officially assumed his post yet, because he had come several days early. Since he had nothing better to do, he went to attend this session with the medium.
你懂得富兰？
富兰我懂。
他就去，
是道家的吧？
去参加，
是道家的这个。
这个也不是道家，也不是佛家的，他就是一种，这个旁门左道。
旁门左道的事情。
也有真的，也有假的。去看到那地方参观，他一进门口，这个蓝檀就叫了，提他的名字。说这个人来了，叫他听令。他就很奇怪，他也没有人知道他，
就是啊，
怎么把他名字叫出来了。张汉臣，
张汉臣。
他就跪在那儿听训。听训就说他，说你前生啊很孝顺，是某某人，所以今生啊才做官。做官你要做一个清官，不要做一个贪官污吏。你要好好干，就这么讲，把他吓一出一身汗
啊。
奇怪，他怎么知 说出我的来历了？
都知道了哈。
These mediums are part of a cult that is neither Taoist nor Buddhist. Some are real and others are not. As soon as he walked in, the medium announced his arrival and told him to follow orders. He was astonished because the medium called his name, Zhang Hongcheng, even though no one knew him there. he knelt there to accept instructions. The instructions were, "You were very filial in your previous life. That's why you have become an official in this life. You should be an honest official. Don't be corrupted by bribes. Do a good job." He broke into a sweat and thought, "This is really strange. The medium has just told me my past."
就这么回去就躺着睡觉、
嗯、
也他本来抽大烟、
哦
啊、也不想抽大烟了、
嗯、
睡几天那么起来了说 要去游西湖、
嗯、
游西湖把烟具都带着、
嗯、
把大烟也都带着、
嗯
啊，旁人以为他要到西湖里拼命的抽啊，
啊，
啊，他说不是，他到了西湖，走到那西湖中间，把这个烟和烟枪都拿掉到湖里了，
都扔去了。
哎，以后就被大烟戒了。
嗯，
戒了之后，这么一路一路就学佛法。
嗯，
这么他就出家。
嗯，
出家他是因为儒教这个底子不错，
嗯，
他就写字也写得很好，这是一个秀才，是翰林出身的。
嗯。
He went back and went to sleep. He had been an opium smoker, but now he didn't want to smoke anymore. After resting for several days, he got up, collected his pipes and opium, and went to West Lake.Everyone thought he was going to have a smoking spree on West Lake. When he got to the middle of the lake, he threw his pipes and opium into the lake. After he quit smoking opium, he learned Buddhism and eventually left the home life. He had a pretty good foundation in Confucianism, and his calligraphy was also good. As I said before, he was a shōzai and a Hanlin scholar.
这样呢我就得到他这个写的经、
嗯、
写的经我回去就念呢念我这个地藏经念一全部是要这么金定香这么高的呢、
嗯、
金定香北方、
嗯、
正两个钟头
哎呀
我点一支金定香啊跪那念这个经、
嗯、
正这个念一步、
嗯、
这一天是这么一步一天一步、
嗯、
在中午、
嗯、
念了一个时期啊把这个腿上都破了跪的、
哎哎、
因为腿在跪的是在那砖地上跪的
嗯没破了、
啊、没有什么垫我也不什么也不垫就那么硬挺、
嗯、
啊我还是那么念、
嗯、
所以这是我念地藏经头一次的经验、
嗯、有什么体会呢
体会那是一言难尽从教的身心都清净身心都舒畅、
嗯、
I obtained a copy of the sutra he had written and I took it back to recite when I recited the sutra all the way through I would light a long stick of incense known as vigorous incenseIn northern China. It burned for exactly 2 hours. I would kneel there and recite the sutra slowly, and when I had finished, the incense would also finish burning. I would recite the entire sutra once every day at noon. After a while, my knees broke open and bled because I knelt on the brick floor without any cushions. It's hard to describe thatfirst experience reciting the Erstor Sutra. There was a sense of purity and refreshing comfort in body and mind.
我记得啊，我过去看这个《法华经》呢，看着眼睛流血啊。为什么他流血呢？因为几天很多天也没有睡觉跪那儿看法华经啊看得越看 越愿意看，越念越愿意念，念的啊，也把吃饭也忘了，睡觉也忘了，所以自己眼睛流出血来都不知道啊，这个血淌到这个经上了，把经也给染红了，这才知道哦，从眼里不是流眼泪，是流红血了。我们这个知道这个眼睛呢不帮忙了，所以啊，也就不得不休息，一休息了。这是我记得我看《法华经》啊，看的这个样子。
I remember long ago, I would read the Dharma Flower Sutra until my eyes bled. Why did they bleed? Because I didn't sleep for many days. I just knelt and read the sutra.The more I read it, the more I wanted to read it and recite it. I forgot about eating and sleeping. When my eyes started to bleed, I didn't notice until the blood fell on the text. And then I knew, oh, those aren't tears, that's blood. Since my eyes were acting up like that, I had to rest. That's how I read the Dharma Flower Sutra.
哎，说那法师你这种人太愚痴了，不错，我要不愚痴眼睛就不会流血，像你那么聪明眼睛绝对不会流血啊，对不对 啊你在心里都笑起来啊，说这是这样子，不好笑出来，心里头笑起来，在心里头说我当然是比你聪明，但是你比我聪明，你现在可是做我的徒弟，你再聪明呢也要跟我学。
You say, Dharma Master, you really are too stupid. Right, if I was intelligent as you, my eyes wouldn't have bled. Perhaps you are laughing to yourselfThat's right, that's the way it is. You may be more intelligent than me, but you are still my disciples. No matter how smart you are still studying with me.
啊，我还记得，不单念《法华经》念的这个样子，我还记得我过去了。你不要以为我，你这个师父现在是个法师啊，我过去我说一句这个什么的话，我什么都做过啊，什么都做过，也做过皇帝，也做过宰相，也做过啊，什么都做过了，总而言之，这是我记得，虽然不太清楚，马马虎虎有这么回事。哦，所以我现在不愿意做皇帝，也不愿意做转轮圣王，太麻烦了。做转轮圣王，做么皇帝，做这些个事情太麻烦了。无论做什么事情，你要放不下都是麻烦，你要放得下就不麻烦了。怎么叫放得下呢？就是我常常对你们讲的，行 OK No problem， 就是这个。
I remember in the past I read a lot of sutras like that until my eyes bled. But you shouldn't think that I was always a Dharma master.I have done everything. I was an emperor and a minister, all kinds of things. I remember it more or less. That's why I'm not interested in being an emperor or a politician, or even a wheel-turning sage king. It's too much trouble. Anything you cannot let go of becomes a trouble. Once you let go of it, it It's no longer troublesome. Being able to put it down means saying everything's okay.
读到这个门了，再读书就不忘了。等到读大学的时候，读的就很快。最初是很慢的，以后读的就很快。读的怎么样子呢？在我在这个读一个钟头的时间，书旁人呢，5天也读不了那么多，5天也读不了。为什么那样子呢？就因为得到这个读书的门径，那时候专心了。After
being in school and looking into this problem for a month, I found the path to studying. Once I entered the door, so to speak, everything became easier. Not only could I memorize things quickly, but I never forgot them afterwards. When I began the great learning, at first I was very slow, but after a while my study progressed rapidly. What I covered in one day, others could not cover in 20 days. How could I do this? It was because I had discovered the secret to studying. I simply used single-minded concentration. I have no other method but this.
专心专到什么样子上呢？我告诉你们，这是一个最妙的法。怎么样妙法呢？ 我在这读书，你旁边呢做戏、打鼓或者吹喇叭或者吹箫、吹笛子或者打钟，我可以听不见。本来可以听见的，但是我可以叫这个心呢不跟着你这个这种的音调去跑去，就能把这个心呢管住。 心不外缘，心不旁骛，不到旁的地方去。我读书啊，只是读书，把这个心放到读书上啊，不打妄想。咱们这所读的书，你读就会了，很快就会了啊。在我读书的最初啊，读30遍恐怕也不会。那么以后我读书，再得到这个法门。 能管着这个心的时候，读一遍可以记住一半，读两遍完全记得了，要读3遍之后永远都不忘了，是这样。What
was the extent of my concentration? I'll tell you. This is a most wonderful method. When I studied, people could be putting on a play, beating drums, blowing trumpets, playing flutes, or ringing bells beside me, but I wouldn't hear them. Actually, I could hear them if I wanted to, but I could also tell my mind not to pursue those sounds. I could control my mind and keep it from running after external states. Once I set my mind to studying, I didn't think of anything else. In that way, I mastered what I studied very quickly. In the beginning, I might read a lesson 30 times without understanding it, but once I discovered the method, once I could concentrate my mind, it was really wonderful. After reading it once, I would remember most of it. After the second time, I remembered the whole thing. By the third time through, I would never forget it.
那么读两遍就可以背得出来。啊，所以我那个老师当时叫我那个老师，他就这样赞叹我，他就说啊、哦、看你这个样子你一点都不聪明。啊，你真是和这个燕回差不多了。啊，看你样子不聪明，但是你记忆力这么好。我说我怎么可以比得了燕回呢？啊，并且我也不愿意比燕回。为什么呢？燕回他聪明太过了，完了就变成一个短命鬼。本来这个寿命长和短没有什么分别，你要是怕短命，这就是着入到寿者相；你要是欢喜长命，这更着入到寿者相。所以那么我不愿意学这个燕回他的短命，我也不愿意学这个彭祖他的长命。
Seeing that I could memorize anything after reading it twice, my teacher praised me, saying, "From the looks of you, I would never have thought you were so intelligent. Really, you are a lot like Yuan Hui. Even though you don't look smart, you have a marvelous memory." I became proud, thinking, how could I compare to Yuan Hui? Anyways, I didn't want to be like Yuan Hui. He was so intelligent that he ended up dying young. If I'm like him, won't I die young too? I gave myself an arrogant nickname, like a fool. Basically, there's no difference between a long life and a short life. If you are afraid your life will be short, then you are attached to the mark of a lifespan. If you would like to have a long life, you're even more attached to the mark of a lifespan. That's why I don't want to be short-lived like Yuan Hui, and I don't want to be long-lived like Peng Zhu, the Methuselah of China.
我曾经记得我在很年轻的时候学习佛法，自己以为啊自己不得了，很自满的就说起狂话来。说什么狂话呢？我说啊，你一般人都是怕魔，我就是啊魔怕魔，他怕我，不是我怕魔啊，魔他怕我。你说这话说的狂不狂？说魔他怕我。我说天魔地魔神魔鬼魔人魔啊，无论什么魔我也不怕的。说完了这话之后，你说怎么样啊？这魔就来了。什么魔来了？你猜，病魔来了。
I remember that as a young student of Buddhism, thinking that I had enough samadhi, I became arrogant and made a wild statement. I said, "Everyone is afraid of demons, but I'm not. Demons are afraid of me. Heaven demons, earth demons, spirit, ghost, and human demons, I am not afraid of any demons at all." Guess what happened after I said that? A demon of sickness came.
这病魔一来了，你想怎么样啊？啊，这回也我也怕魔了，不是魔怕我，而我怕这个魔了，怕这个病魔了。因为这个病一来了，啊，你行动也不自由了，好像披枷带锁似的。啊，这个身体它也不听话了，啊，你叫它走，它就走不动。你叫他坐着也坐不起来啊，一天到晚就躺到床上啊，躺到炕上啊，啊，也不能饮水，也不能吃饭了，这病魔 看住了。这时候我一想啊，我是说错了话。我说啊，人家都怕魔，我是魔怕我啊。现在这个病魔来找我来了，我还是抵抗不住这个病魔。那时候大约十七八岁的时候啊，十七八岁的时候。
And when it came, it was I who feared the demon, not the other way around. When the sickness came, my body wouldn't listen to orders. I couldn't even walk around or sit up. I was so sick that I lay on the bed from morning to night, unable to eat or drink. I thought, I spoke foolishly, and now a demon of sickness has found me. And there is nothing I can do. I was 17 or 18 at the time.
这一病，你说病得怎么样的？病得什么也不知道了，就是奄奄一息，就要死了。可是在这个将要死而没死这时候啊，又生出一种警戒。什么警戒呢？就见着啊，我东北有三个王孝子，这三个王孝子是两个出家人，一个在家人。这出家呢，这三个王孝子是有一个老道，又有一个和尚。在家这个王孝子呢，他就啊，是一个老年人。那么他们三个人就来了，就把我带着走了，叫我出去和他们玩一玩。我随便就跟他们出去了，出去了，你说很奇怪，一出门口走路啊，这个脚就不沾地了啊。虽然不是坐飞机，但是也到了虚空里头了，但是又不是腾云驾雾。所以呢，就在虚空里头啊，这走啊，就从这个房子啊顶上走。哦，我下边一看，这个房子都很小的了，也看到很多人。
I was so sick, I went into a coma. Was on the verge of death. Suddenly, I saw the three filial sons of the Wang family of Manchuria. Two of them.A Buddhist bhikshu and a Taoist master had left the home life, and the third was an elderly layman. They came and took me out to play. As soon as we went out the door, our feet left the ground and we rode the clouds and drove the wind. We took off from the roof of the house, and when I looked down, the house was already very small, and I could see a lot of people.
走到什么地方去呢？就到所有的这个庙里啊，这个名山大川，中我这个五台山呢、峨眉山呢、九华山呢啊，和这个菩萄山呢，四大名山的去遍。到什么地方啊？就见到很多人，也见到很多的庙宇啊，各处去参观。那么那个时候哦，不单中国的地方。外国的地方也到了很多啊，有一些个啊，也是白头发、白眉毛哦，绿眼睛啊，这些个外国人，见着很多外国人啊，到那个地方呢，很快就走了。那么就好像什么样子呢？我告诉你，就好像看电影似的，看完了这一幕，那一幕又来了，看完这一幕，那一幕又来了。就是走到这个地方看完了又到那个地方啊，看电影是那个电影那个银幕上啊，也一幕一幕的转变呢啊，不是你这看电影呢到那个地方去，我这个看这个电影呢是到我到那个银幕那个地方去，不是啊那个银幕动，而是啊自己呀、啊，脚脚同这三个人呢，连我四个人，各处去看这些个电影。那时候看见的啊，很多很多东西，也听见很多很多的事情。
We met a lot of people and traveled everywhere, to all the scenic spots in China and all the temples, on Mount Wutai, Mount Emei, Mount Zhuhua, Mount Putuo, and others. We also visited foreign lands and saw people who had blonde hair and blue eyes. It was like a movie, scene after scene, quickly passed, frame after frame. We actually went to those places. We saw many sights and heard many things.
When
we returned, I opened the front door and saw myself lying on the bed inside the house. How can this be? I thought. And as soon as I was aware that there were two of me, the two changed into one. My father and mother were at my bedside watching me. When they saw me begin to breathe again, they cried, "He's alive! He hasn't died!" What are they talking about? I wondered. Then I discovered I was lying on the bed, unable to move, and remembered I was sick. My parents told me I had been unconscious for 7 or 8 days. They had thought I was dead.
我这是又一个人，又生出来，由此之后也不那么狂了，不说我不怕魔，是魔怕我。现在我告诉你们每一个人，千祈不要说这种话，不要说我什么也不怕，你什么也不怕，那将来就有所怕。那么说我什么都怕，你什么都怕，那也不对的。总而言之，不要讲这些个没有用的话。
After this experience, I considered myself a living dead person, one who had been born again. After that, I never spoke recklessly. I did not claim to fear no demons, because I knew the demon of sickness was too powerful for me to overcome. Now, I also advise all of you never to brag that you don't fear anything, because if you do, something will happen to make you afraid. Nor should you say that you fear everything. In general, don't make such claims. Talking in that way is useless.
有一次在双城县的什么拉林镇的道德会，是吧？那时候您当总务科长，是不是有一次，说是有一次有一个很长得很美的一个女人。 偷偷跑到您的办公室来，不是办公室，这是宿舍，到宿舍去来了。这个事情是白天这样的，我拿着一本书，看见呢，张亚轩，张亚轩。
有一个女人呢叫于树贤，于树贤就是于凤芝的侄女。
哦，张学良的太太。
这个于树贤呢、
嗯、
就喜欢这个张雅轩。
张雅轩
喜欢张雅轩就佯狂跪倒啊，就像发狂了似的、
哦、
跪到他面前、
哦、
然后就要求他说他一定要嫁他。
呵，这女的对男的说
哎
哎呦，
这么样要求啊，张雅轩一看这样子就这是不对的，这是不好的兆头啊，
当然了，
就委屈婉转把他劝退了。
劝退了、嗯、
劝退了。那么我看到这一点，我说张雅轩这种行为我一定要效法他。
对
啊，就在那个树底下就对着天那么好像讲鬼话似的啊，这么讲。
When I was in Manchuria before I became sick, I was active in the Virtue Society. What did I do there?I was one of the leaders. We would lecture on morality, humaneness, and righteousness, and exhort people to do good deeds. One day I read an article about the virtuous behavior of a man named Zhang Yashuan. The article said that a woman named Yu, the niece of Zhang Shuilang's wife, had become infatuated with Zhang Yashuan and knelt in front of him,hysterically demanding that he marry her. Zhang Yashuan, seeing that it was not a good situation, gently persuaded her to give up her wish. When I read this article while sitting beneath a tree, I admired his conduct and immediately made a vow. Heaven, I will definitely...emulate the conduct of Zhang Yashuan.
讲完了，后悔了。哎，我要遇到这个事情干什么呢？
就是，
这什么意思啊？
嗯，
我为什么要遇到这个事呢？
对，
啊，这简直不自己，这个太愚痴了。
嗯，
觉得觉得生这个念头是不对的。
嗯。嗯，
不对的不要紧呢，晚上就遇着女魔就来了，
到宿舍去来了。
哎，
可这写的是办公室。
不，那本来白天是办公室，晚上
住那里，
因为那是搭一个房间、
嗯、
就是女人的宿舍。
哦，
女人的宿舍和男人的宿舍就连着的。
哦，
北方呢都是炕啊，
炕，
这个中间有一道墙。
嗯，
这个墙就用木板子加的。
嗯嗯嗯，
那个墙、
嗯、
底下还有一道缝。
嗯，哦，
他隔着这个墙啊，就把手伸过来、
哎、
就不老实了。
哎呦，
I regretted the statement as soon as I said it. I thought, why would I want something like that to happen to me? It was stupid of me to say that. I felt that my vow was wrong. What happened then?It's very strange, but that very evening, a woman demon came. The room that served as the office of the Virtue Society was used as a woman's dormitory at night. The brick beds, which we use in northern China, in the women's dorms, were separated from those in the adjacent men's dorms by a wooden wall with a gap at the bottom. She...reached her hand through the gap and tried some hanky-panky.
我当时就知道说，哦，白天发那个愿，晚上就遇到这个事，这真是不可思议的。啊，真是有这么一次。
那您怎么办呢？
怎么办？不理他嘛。
这是一个试探。
嗯，
考验可是。
哎，
对不对？
嗯，还有一次，
嗯，
我晚上那是做梦的样子，
嗯，
做梦 就梦见我到一个家庭去住了。
嗯，
这家庭呢有两个女人，
嗯，
老的大概五六十岁，
嗯，
年轻的就有二三十岁，
嗯，
二十多岁，就这么两个人，我在北炕上，他们就在南炕上住，在晚上睡觉似的，就好像又像睡着又像没睡着。说这个年轻的女人呢，就到北炕把我就抱起来，
哎呦，
抱起就往南炕他躺那个地方的坡。
I thought, this is inconceivable.I made a vow to imitate Zhang Yue Xuan today, and now a demon has come to test me to see if I can really do it. What did I do? I ignored her, and then she stopped making advances. From this I know that if we make vows, the bodhisattvas will come to test us. We should never make arrogant statements.Another time, I had a dream in which I was staying in a house with two women, one in her 50s or 60s, the other in her 20s. I was sleeping on a brick bed on the north side of the house, and they were on one at the south side. At night, when I was neither asleep nor fully awake, the young woman came to the north side, embraced me, and started dragging me towards her brick bed.
一头我的心里想，这是干什么？
嗯，
你一定不怀好意。我问他，你干什么？你干什么？
嗯，
他也不讲话。
嗯，
然后我知道，哦，这不，大概这不是人吧？
嗯，
啊，然后就想起念观音菩萨来了。
对，
啊。我说南无大悲观世音菩萨，啊，念观音菩萨，第一念观音菩萨，什么也没有了
啊。
可是这个两根肋呀，
啊，
被他夹的痛了有一个礼拜。
哎呦，哦，
你说是真呢？他不应该，这个什么？你说要假的，他就是痛，
哼，
啊。
也
太，啊，遇到这么一个事情，
啊，I knew she was up to no good. What are you doing? What are you doing? I shouted. There was no answer, and I thought, she's probably not a human. Then I recited, homage to the greatly compassionate Bodhisattva Guan Yin. As soon as I recited, everything disappeared, and I woke up.But the portion of my body that she embraced ached for a week. You may say it was real, but then everything disappeared. Say it's unreal, but the aching was there. That was another experience I had.
我在读书的时候很调皮的。
嗯。
就在很顽皮的，
是啊，
在小校里头
啊，
这个我读书有三十多个学生啊，差不多有二十五个都找我去当枪手。
哦，
你说这怎么办？
哎呦，
我就模仿他们写的字
啊，
给他们对
啊。
有一次我记得。老师出的说，
嗯，
鸿雁空中过，
鸿雁空中过啊，
我给他当枪手对的一个麋鹿山内游，
好啊，
完了这个先生就看这个人，说这你对的吗？他是，他说你能想出这样的好句子来？这种
山东牛，
都是小学生。
这临机想就联想就行。
回忆起来啊，这个小孩子这些个经过
啊，
也很好笑，
是很好笑、嗯、啊。
I was quite mischievous in school. When we had to match couplets, probably 25 of the 30-some students in our class asked me to write matches for them. I imitated their handwriting and helped them write couplets. I remember once the teacher gave the first line, "The goose flies through the air." I wrote a match for my classmate, "The deer roams in the hills." When the teacher saw it, he looked at my classmate and asked, "Did you write this?" "Yes," said my classmate. The teacher said, "I never would have thought you could come up with such a good match." It was pretty funny.
我15岁开始的读书，15岁读了半年，16岁读一年，17岁读一年，18岁，因为我觉得我小的时候失学，读书读得太晚了，很遗憾，我就自己认识几个字不多，也书也懂得还不少，所以就开一所小校，
在那儿教育学校，
教育学校。